I'm Staff Sergeant Nicole Molignano on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report. Defenders prepare for Police Week and warrant officers return. As Police Week approaches, Aviano Air Base focuses on its defenders, the backbone of our security mission. With the primary goal of securing the base and its assets, these brave men and women stand vigilant around the clock, ensuring our safety and readiness.
To honor Police Week, preparations are underway for a series of events that showcase the resiliency and professionalism of our defenders from the 31st Security Forces Squadron. The week kicks off with a grueling 24-hour ruck march, symbolizing the endurance and fortitude required in their line of duty. Additionally, the Battle of the Badges competition will provide an opportunity for our defenders to demonstrate their skills and camaraderie. Chief Master Sergeant Cesar Flores, 31st Fighter Wing Command Chief, highlights the importance of this week.
Our number one salvo when we do our mission statement is secure the base. And I always brag to everyone that we're the only servers that have never lost an airfield. Going back to Vietnam, we came close, but who was at the watch every single time were our defenders. So two things that I ask of you is, one, thank a defender. You should do that every day for providing the blanket of security for our mission and for our assets, but also get involved. There's going to be a lot of events out there, from an opening ceremony to a 24-hour ruck, defender challenge, military working dog demonstrations, rifle competition, to include our capstone guest speaker coming from the Barnes Center Command, Colonel Damian Schlutzel. It's going to be a great event, memorialize, but also to celebrate and come together too.
As Police Week unfolds, let us take a moment to recognize and honor the bravery and dedication of Aviano's defenders, who work tirelessly to protect our base and its personnel. I'm Staff Sergeant Elijah Doherty, AFN News.
Warrant officers return. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Milton Hamilton. Applications are now being accepted for airmen wanting to become warrant officers in information technology and cyber career fields. Applicants must hold the rank of Staff Sergeant or above and have at least 1 year of active federal service. Airmen in any career field can apply, but must meet specific experience and proficiency requirements for each specialty. Up to 60 candidates will be selected to attend rigorous training at Warrant Officer Training School before being assigned to operational units. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Alvin says the reintroduction of the Warrant Officer career path reflects the Air Force's commitment to expanding and retaining technical excellence, essential for maintaining a strategic advantage in an era defined by great power competition. The application window will be open until May 31st. That's today's Air Force News.
That's AFN Aviano Report. I'm Staff Sergeant Nicole Molignano.